Over the past few years, we've been following the story in Canada about the need for a Canadians with Disabilities Act. The charity Barrier Free Canada has been a driving force behind this, and we have with us from Toronto, Donna Jordan, to tell us a little bit more. Donna, thank you for joining us. Perhaps you could tell me, first of all, just a little bit about Barrier Free Canada and how it all came about.
Well, thank you for having me, Alan. What it's all about is that Canada does not have any sort of Disabilities Act that would mandate its departments or the federal government departments or companies that come under their jurisdiction to adhere to certain rights or the rights that are buried in the Canadian Charter of Rights. We are very much behind the times. The United States had theirs enacted over 25 years ago, and I believe you did over 20 years ago. So now we feel that it is time for Canada to have a Canadians with Disabilities Act, even more so because next year, 2017, we will be celebrating our 150th birthday. And we honestly feel that this would be a tremendously great birthday present for the country to give to Canadians with disabilities.
Now, you're saying next year, Donna. Now, bearing in mind that the Act doesn't exist at the moment, is that quite a big ask?
Well, we think that the whole concept has been committed to by the present government, along with two other parties. So that means that more than half of federal MPs have committed to this. So we're hoping that if things go correctly and if all the various public hearings are held and we can get everybody on board, those are the stakeholders that matter. Why not? Why can't we have this enacted by July the 1st, 2017?
You've had a change of administration. Has that been something which has helped to move this forward?
Definitely so. I mean, this is the first government that has committed any sort of funding to ensure that a Canadians with Disabilities Act is passed. They have said so in their budget speech. So it is great news for us. And I think, you know, with this government, we are very, very hopeful.
You say a budget speech, Donna. Does that mean that funds will be allocated to look into this and drive it forward?
I believe so. You know, we're not really sure as yet as to how these funds will be allocated, but, you know, it's there, it's a line item, and we're hoping that the minister will start her public hearings any day now, and these funds will be used to make sure that this act is passed.
This might sound a bit of an obvious question, Donna, but the lack of a Canadians with Disabilities Act, what's that meant for people, that's visually impaired people, etc., like yourself?
It's been sad, it's been disappointing, it has been upsetting. You know, like when we go out there and we hear that other countries have this and we don't, and you go out there and, you know, you have to fight for everything that you need in so many different ways, and you know that if a Canadians with Disabilities Act were in existence, we wouldn't have to do this. When we go out there and we have to ask for things to be given to us in alternate formats, or we have to ask for services to be provided to us, it's an embarrassment. If a Canadians with Disabilities Act were in place, we wouldn't have to be asking. It would be given automatically to us.
You've been a driving force behind this, Donna. What has support been like from members of the public and indeed sight loss charities and other disability charities then?
I think the support is there, but what we need to keep doing, like myself and others, is to keep educating and keep building awareness. I think once people understand why we need this and that it not only just affects myself or a person with a disability, but it affects your family member, your friend, your associate, and down the road, you know, you can have a disability. It affects everybody. So it will not only just benefit someone with a disability, it affects everybody around us. And I think once you tell people about this and you help to educate them, it becomes easier as time goes on.
So a big stride forward so far, but what does it mean for Barrier Free Canada, and how do you continue to keep the momentum going?
What it means for Barrier Free Canada is momentum. And how do we keep this momentum going? We got to keep encouraging people to go out there and spread the word. Write to your members of parliament. Write to your provincial members. you know, spread the word. It doesn't stop today. It has to go on until we see that it is actually in Parliament before the MPs and that they're going to vote on it. When they vote on it will be the day when we say, well done.
Donna, if anyone listening would like to get some more information about Barrier Free Canada, or indeed the work that's going into hopefully creating a Canadians with Disabilities Act, where can they get more information?
They can go to www.barrierfreecanada.org. That's www.barrierfreecanada.org.
Donna, pleasure as always speaking with you. We'll continue to follow this story, but in the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
And thank you for giving me this great opportunity, Alan. Much appreciated.